sixth graders. We're here to help you understand the mysteries of science. Tune in to WMTN Radio for more Science According to Sixth Graders. And now, on with the show!
Yeah! Hello, SAS! You're listening to the podcast Science According to Sixth Graders. I'm your host, Lucia Polanski, and today we are going to be interviewing our expert here in the law of conservation of mass, Annabelle Weintraub.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming by. Now, folks, let's invite Elena Brodsky, our interviewer, over to ask Annabelle a few questions.
Hello, everyone. Okay, Annabelle, let's see what you know about the conservation of mass. So, let's start out simple. What actually is the law of conservation of mass?
Oh, good question.
So, the law of conservation of mass is a very well-known law that states that in a chemical reaction, mass can neither be created nor destroyed. For example, when wood burns, the mass of the soot, ashes, and gases equals the original mass of the wood and the oxygen when it was first created.
That's right. Great explanation.
I couldn't have explained it better myself.
All right, next question. Who discovered the conservation of mass?
Well, that would be Antoine Lavoisier, a French chemist who dedicated his life to studying conservation of mass.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I agree. But before you go on to the next question, Elena, I have a fun fact. Did you know that Antoine Lavoisier, the scientist who studied conservation of mass, was beheaded?
I didn't. That's a little bit scary, but interesting. Oh, so, Annabelle, you're telling me that no matter if it's a liquid, solid, or gas, it will still have the same mass as it started with?
Absolutely. Even if it looks completely different, it will always have the same exact mass.
Dang! You're saying that even if I was vaporized, there would still be the same amount of matter in me?
Yes, but don't expect to still be alive.
Okay, now this one's really hard. What is used in the formula of conservation of mass?
Oh, that's easy. That would be density, time, velocity, and divergence.
What a what now?
That's correct.
Yes, I know.
Now, Annabelle, I know what time is, but what is velocity, density, and divergence?
Well, velocity is the speed of an object in a given direction. Density is the degree of compactness of a substance. And divergence is the act of splitting into two different directions.
I definitely just learned something new. I had no idea what divergence was before.
Yes, very nice, Annabelle. Now, last question. What is another name for conservation of mass?
Great question. It is also known as the law of indestructibility.
Well, I think this concludes our question session. Thank you very much, Annabelle.
Yes, thank you, Annabelle.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
You're very welcome. Now, folks, let's give a round of applause for Elena Brodsky, our incredible interviewer, Annabelle Weintraub, our sharp expert scientist, and, of course, yours truly. Now, remember, everybody, old chemists never die. They just stop reacting. We'll see you next time on Science According to Sixth Graders. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Science According to Sixth Graders.
And keep listening to WMTN Radio at St. Andrew's Swanee School.